somebody cares about you a lot. They care about you a lot because they want to share something with you that is important to them and important to us. And what we got to share with you is going to take a few minutes. So if you're kind of busy right now, maybe you want to listen to this sometime when you have a little bit more time to sit down and to really focus. So, because we got some good news for you and we have some bad news for you. I used to have a coach in college that would always start off every meeting that way, and we would always want to know what the bad news was first, because we like to close it out with something that's good and something that we want to hear. So the bad news is, here's the bad news. At large, we're talking about life now. We're talking about this thing that all of us are living in and going through while we're here. The bad news is the world that we are living in is falling apart. Wars, disease, famine, floods, earthquakes, corrupt politicians, inefficient systems, people getting laid off, all of this stuff. The world that we're living in is falling apart at the seams. People are dying, and the problem is that it's not even all the stuff that you see on the surface. Behind the scenes, there is a very real spiritual war going on. The world itself is in the grips of a spiritual enemy of all humanity, the devil, that seeks to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. Different religions in the world call him different names, but it's the same thing. And he's been around for a long time. And every system in this world that he's behind ultimately works towards the destruction of all humanity. And you can see it pretty clearly if you turn on the news at night, or you just are paying attention to the world that you're living in. Bad news, all of us were born as slaves in a prison. Because every one of us is messed up, and everybody's fallen short, and none of us can fix the problem that we're in. And we can't fix this mess. Another problem with this whole thing, when we default to try to sow to our flesh or to conform to society, all that ends up happening is we end up speeding the death and the destruction of all humanity and of ourselves. Everybody is cut off from the one that made them because of all this stuff. Because everyone has fallen short, they ultimately are on a fast track, on a grease pole to hell. So all of us are stuck, cut off from God in and of ourselves, cut off from the purpose that we were made for, cut off from what it is that we were designed to be. Nobody can find themselves apart from the one that made them. So, yeah. And the other issue with all of this is that we know all of us are passing through here. So, during that time, we just stuck. The good news is that you don't have to be stuck. There is a rescue from the situation that's available. The God that knows you, the God that made you, loves you. He really, really, really loves you. And you can be set free from this wicked world. You don't have to live in darkness anymore. You can actually know the one that made you. You don't have to wonder about whether he's there. You can actually know him for yourself. That the one that loves you, you can live in connection with him every day of your life. You can trust him. There was a price that had to be paid, though, for us to be able to have that. And it was done at the cross. God sent his son into this world to pay that price for us. Jesus came, died on a cross to pay the price for sin so that we could be forgiven of every stupid thing that we ever did. And his blood was shed to forgive our sins. His life was given in as a substitute for ours, so that if we would receive it, if we would use the free will that he's got given us, that he's given us, if we would use that to receive from him that substitution, that we then now can live in his life And we don't have to live on our own anymore. We don't have to live under the power of darkness anymore. The good news is that the kingdom of God is at hand, and that your life can be lived under the lordship of the King of Kings. You can know Him. You can know the reason that you were made. And you can live in that eternal kingdom this day. It's available to you from the very moment that you connect with Him. And from that place of spiritual connection, everything that you ever need, He will make sure that you got it. And out of that place of connection, He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. God will always be with you. So that's basically it. That's the good news. So I pass on to you the words that Jesus left with us when He left this world to sit at the right hand of the Father. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." God made us with free will. And with that free will, He respects our ability to choose. Part of the reason why the world's in the state that it's in is because people have chosen darkness. They've chosen to walk another way, away from God. But you get that choice as well. And you can choose this day to call out to the one that made you, call out to the one that created you, and ask for His way. Ask for His help. Ask for light to come into your life. Ask for Him to rescue you. So, and you know what? What we're going to do right now is sometimes you need help. I know I did. I know we do. And so what we're going to do right now is, if you want, we're just going to pray a prayer for anybody that still wants to listen on. And if you want that connection with the one that made you, if you want that good news to apply to your life, if you want to open up yourself to the one that made you, the one that loves you, we're happy to pray with you this moment even, because today is the day of salvation. And all it is just connecting up with God. And it's not joining an organization or anything like that. All it is just from your own heart crying out to the one that made you and saying, "Here I am, and God, help me. Help me where I'm at." So, if you're ready, all we would just want to suggest is just find a place where you can just connect up and where it's a little bit quiet, and just pray this prayer with us. Pray this prayer with me even now, and let it just be from your own heart. Just pray and just go. Just say, "Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I confess, Father, that this day I am a sinner. I've done many wrong things, Lord. But this day I receive forgiveness in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart and to save me. Save me from this world, and save me from my sinful nature. I repent, Lord, and I turn my life over to you right now. I invite you to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. I receive your gift of eternal life this day. Strengthen me to follow you all of my days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Amen. All right, well, you rock. If you have prayed that prayer, the Spirit of God will even witness inside of your own heart that you are part of God's family. So what we encourage you to do is to cultivate your connection with God, to build up that relationship that you have with Him, and just follow the leading of His Spirit from now on. So there's some resources that we've put online for you at www.faithmix.com that may be helpful for you. So just, if when you got some time, go to faithmix.com and click on Just Met Jesus, and you can go from there. Everything there is absolutely free because, hey, we love you and we're praying for you, and we just pray that God blesses you this day. All right.